UIC was awarded over 300 grants, totaling nearly $116.5 million. The awards come from such sources as the National Science Foundation, the Department of Defense, the National Institutes of Health, and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. One of my senators, I think it was Phil Paxton, and I were talking one day, and I don't want to mislead you, it's not the dollar amount, it is the social significance of these grants and their impact. That's what makes them so distinctive, and that's what adds value to our community of scholars. On August the 29th, Governor Pat Quinn announced the release of $64 million in state funds. I hope they're coming, Walt. For the new Advanced Chemical Technology Building, the ACTB will house UIC faculty from chemistry, biology, and physics, and support cutting-edge research. It has been referred to as a game changer, according to Provost Kaufman. Research that will address problems ranging from tumor growth and HIV/AIDS, environmental science, with an eye toward generating commercialized technology, will all take place in this state-of-the-art facility. This facility will be located on Halstead Street and Roosevelt. Construction is set to begin FY14. The university, government, and community leaders broke ground for the new Miles Square Health Center facility on December 3rd. The new center, located a few blocks from the hospital and scheduled to open in fall of 2013, was designed by Moody Nolan Architects, the largest African-American architectural firm in the United States. The initial $12 million federal grant for the project was obtained through the efforts of the Miles Square Executive Director, Henry Taylor, and the former hospital CEO, John DiNardo. This center is extremely important. The center and the satellite clinics, we serve Chicago's near west side, an economically challenged urban community, including many families and young children, as well as a substantial number of senior citizens with chronic health issues. UIC is a critical partner in the new $120 million federally funded Energy Research Center led by Argonne National Laboratory. George Crabtree Left is a UIC professor of physics, and we share George with Argonne National Laboratory. He is a senior scientist at Argonne. We welcome the opportunity to create more jointly appointed faculty of George's caliber with industry and others when it adds value and excellence to our mission. That's what it's all about. U.S. Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood was among the government leaders and urban scholars who discussed the challenges facing today's cities in a time of economic turmoil at the Urban Forum on December 6th. It was wonderful to have Trustee Strobel to welcome our guests that evening. Rahm Emanuel extended warm regards to the over 700 participants. We also heard from our chairman that morning about the importance of economic development and partnerships with institutions like the University of Illinois. We thank you for your participation and commitment. Like the other chancellors, I spend time in various communities with key stakeholders. During one of my visits to Chicago's Chinatown community, I met Tony Chu. Tony is the chairman of the Chamber of Commerce. He suggested that the chairman of our board of trustees join he and his colleagues at one of their business lunches. Thus, I had the pleasure of introducing Chairman Kennedy to the Chinatown Chamber of Commerce on December 6th, where he gave a wonderful keynote address on the importance of economic development and partnerships among government, higher education, and business. It was standing room only, and he was swamped with reporters. On the 15th of January, we celebrated the 10th anniversary of the UIC program in urban education leadership. From its inception in 2002 through 2003,